Hello, everyone, and welcome to your 10-minute self-compassion break practice. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this time out of your day for yourself. Thank you for joining us. I invite you to take a comfortable seat. Just find a position that's comfortable for you, but yet hold some dignity, some strength. And now I invite you to close your eyes. Again, if that's comfortable. If not, feel free to hold a soft gaze about a foot in front of you on the floor. And we're going to start by taking one deep breath all together. A deep breath in. And release. Think of a situation in your life that's difficult. Something that's causing you stress. This can be something like a health problem, a relationship problem, a work problem. Perhaps you have a friend who's struggling. And choose a problem that's in the mid to moderate range. We don't want the biggest problem. We don't want it to be a 10. Choose something that's a 3 to a 5. Bring this situation or this problem to the forefront of your mind. Can you feel discomfort in your body as you bring this difficulty to mind? If not, please choose a slightly more difficult problem. Now, saying to yourself, mentally, or out loud for that matter, whatever feels comfortable for you, this is a moment of suffering. This is a moment of suffering. And that's the mindfulness piece. If that wording doesn't speak to you, that's totally fine. There are other options. You could try simply saying, "This hurts," or "Ouch." This is stressful. Recognizing, acknowledging that this is a moment of suffering. And now, saying to yourself, suffering is a part of life. Suffering is a part of life. And this is common humanity. Some other options for wording include, "I am not alone," or "We all struggle in our lives." "This is how it feels when people struggle in this way." Suffering is a part of life. Now I invite you to put your hands over your heart and feel the warmth of your hands and the gentle touch of your hands on your chest. Or adopt whatever soothing touch you have discovered that felt right for you. Really tune into the feeling of your hand on your skin or against your clothing. The pressure, the warmth. And say to yourself, may I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself in this moment of suffering. Perhaps seeing if there are any particular words of kindness and support that you need to hear right now as you're going through this difficult situation. Some options might be, may I accept myself as I am? May I give myself the compassion that I need? Or may I learn to accept myself as I am? May I forgive myself? May I be strong? Or may I be safe? If you're having difficulty finding the right words, imagine that a dear friend, a close friend, or a loved one is having the same problem as you. What would you say to this person? What simple message would you like to deliver to your friend, heart to heart? Now see if you can offer that same message to yourself. May I be kind to myself. And then just sit. Just be. Sit with yourself. Sit with this feeling of loving kindness. If it's there, and if it's not, that's okay too. Just sit with whatever has arisen for you. Until you hear the ring of the bells. Just remember that you can take this into your day-to-day life, too. Any moment can be a self-compassion break. If you stop and recognize this is a moment of suffering, share that common humanity, suffering is a part of life, and then offer yourself the wish for self-kindness. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am in this moment. I invite you to try that this month. Try bringing this practice into your day-to-day life, whether it's formally or informally, and see the beautiful effect that it can have.